the language of desire, dirty with dignity. One last little bit of housekeeping before we jump into the delicious realm of desires and dirty talk. We need to spend a little time setting up the ground rules, your ground rules. Boundaries are required in every healthy relationship, and sexual boundaries are critical, even in long-term relationships and marriage. Look, a lot of the advice out there about dirty talk and pleasing a man encourages you to kind of act like a porn star and say the word fuck a lot, which isn't exactly a turn-on for a lot of women. Sure, it can be, but it's just a little bit narrow in scope. And that kind of advice doesn't take into account your rich sexual imagination, nor does it take your comfort zone into account. And it assumes your man just has one kind of fantasy. Lucky for you, I know the real deal on the complexity of a man's sex drive and how exciting your sex life can be, even if you don't want to say the word fuck. So knowing what turns you on is only the beginning. Taking time to determine activities that you are and aren't willing to engage in is where you're going to start to develop your ground rules. And somewhere in the middle between the absolute yeses and the definite nos are things you aren't totally sure about. Maybe with the right partner, under the right circumstance, you might be willing to consider some of those ideas. And going through the worksheets and quizzes in this module will get you thinking about what turns you on. The information you gather is totally your own. There's no score. And your answers can definitely evolve over time, and they should evolve over time. So let's talk first about boundaries with texting. With smartphones, you essentially have instant access to your lover via text and images, and this is a great thing. Actually, texting is one of the easiest ways to spice up an ordinary day. But texting without boundaries can also lead to problems. It's important to think through these boundaries before you're in the heat of the moment, because it's easy to get swept up in all that energy and adrenaline and take something to the point that you may later regret. So let me give you a real-life example. Julia met Kevin, not my Kevin, at a mutual acquaintance's party. They hit it off immediately, and he asked her for a date within 10 minutes of meeting. They had two dates in quick succession, and Julia was already smitten. Shortly after their second date, he had to travel out of town on business. Based on their highly charged makeout sessions after each date, their sexual chemistry was undeniable. To keep the momentum going, Kevin turned from flirting to full-blown sexting while he was out of town that week. "I want you to tell me exactly what we'd be doing if you were in this hotel room with me," he baited her. This was her first time talking this way, and while she was a little nervous, he made it easy. She trusted him, though they hadn't known each other long, and it was thrilling to let herself be so bold. By day two of his trip, Kevin requested a partially nude photo of Julia. Confession? "I can't stop thinking of how much that green top hugged your curves on our last date. Tease me with a little pic of what I can't touch right now." Even though she was uncomfortable with the idea and swore she wouldn't ever do such a thing, she gave in to his request. After all, it was just her boobs and not her face. And his response was very enthusiastic, which made her feel better. They continued to text, and they saw each other once when he returned to town. Things were still flirty and fun, and they made some vague plans to get together soon. But that would be their final date. Kevin put the brakes on the budding relationship, citing a very big project at work, and things quickly fizzled. And then Julia was left confused and anxious. Okay, so now some guy that she barely knows has a picture of her breast and explicit dialogue on his phone. It was a lesson she learned the hard way, and now she has a very strict boundary. No nude or semi-nude photos sent via text when just dating somebody. Now, am I telling you to never send sexy pics to your man via text? No. Sometimes adding a visual to the conversation can be a lot of fun. However, you need to understand that once you've sent it, you have no control over where that image may end up. And this is true even with a long-term boyfriend or husband. Because let's face it, phones can get lost or stolen. Even now, there's the iCloud getting hacked into and people's personal photos being leaked online. And people that you trust today can do hurtful things if a relationship goes bad in the future. So here's my advice. Don't send anything you wouldn't be comfortable with ending up online. Seriously. If that notion makes you shudder with massive anxiety, you have your answer about where you stand with texting nude photos. Okay, so let's talk about boundaries outside of photos and texting. Through your naughty conversations and role-playing, you may discover something you didn't even realize was a turn-on. And that's just one of the awesome side effects of experimenting. Keep in mind that just because you talk about something, it doesn't mean you are consenting to actually doing the physical act. Knowing this, it frees you up to really cut loose and see where the conversation goes. If role-playing is new for you, it's a good idea to discuss the concept of talking versus doing with your partner. For example, say you have a fantasy of sex in public with the high risk of getting caught. Let him know that the idea of him fucking you on the hood of the car along the busy interstate gets you wet, but that doesn't mean you're actually handing him the keys and suggesting you go for a drive. Just the act of talking it through is the turn-on, and even play-acting it in your garage could be a lot of fun. You get to think through your boundaries and then be creative in how you would bring the fantasy to your sex life. In the upcoming modules, you'll have a lot of opportunity to let your raunchiest fantasies come to life in ways that are still completely within your comfort zone. But hey, if I'm driving down the highway and see you getting busy on the shoulder of the road, I'll just keep on driving. Okay, so one valid concern is what to do if the dirty talk goes a little too far. If you have a particularly adventurous conversation and later decide you aren't sure how you feel about it, here's what I recommend. Take a few minutes to understand why you aren't comfortable. It could be some old belief systems that make you feel like your fantasy was wrong or bad. It could be that you felt hot about it in the moment, but later in a non-sexy moment, it makes you feel vulnerable. Remember, there's no wrong answer, but thinking it through gives you powerful information about your desires. The second thing is to consider talking to your partner about it. Now, not everybody is comfortable discussing sex, I get that, but talking about your sexual connection can enrich your relationship. And I mean talking about it from a more intellectual standpoint, not dirty talk. Let them know you've discovered a surprise turn-on that you might want to explore further. And also tell them if you're feeling unsure of a particular conversation that took place. Remember, your sexuality is your own, and embracing it, both mentally and physically, can be a fluid process. Ha ha. Just because the idea of being tied up and ravished by your lover turns you on one day does not mean that you're required to always find that situation sexy or desirable. Also, when it comes to talking dirty, you don't have to curse like a sailor. I tend to, but you don't have to. Swearing and graphic language aren't required to turn up the heat. And in each module and lesson, I'll show you how you can tailor your dialogue to your own preference. One woman's boundaries should look different than another woman's. And really, her boundaries are none of your business. If you are firmly in the vanilla category, that's great. And if you're fascinated by kinky, fetishy stuff, that's great too. The bottom line is that I want you to be a strong, sexual woman who is adventurous and knows her limits. To further explore what turns you on and what you hadn't even thought of before, perhaps, make sure you check out the Sexploration Quiz and the What Turns You On worksheet in this module. Next, we're going to talk about the Madonna Moan.